When people do apply, they can't do anything until they're assessed and someone comes out. And that is obviously from their own at least 12 months. Now, even when the 12 months are up, you're sitting in a situation you want to be approved. You're not sure how long that'll take and when it'll come about. You have to then get a contractor and everything else to assess what's needed and cost it and do everything. So you're really in a difficult situation from day one, from the day you make application. Suggestion I would have, ring the number 1800-250-204. Check out your system, see what's happening, see what's promised to you and everything else so that you'll be aware at least where you stand.
We are now speaking in August of 2019. It's feasible. If you were to put in an application today, you mightn't be assessed until August 2020.
Yes, because as far as I have been assured, there are thousands has made application for it. But the interesting thing in that is this: when I queried them on this, they said they would still be taking applications. So you can rest assured it's at least 12 months before even you get considered in any shape, fashion or form at all.
You've constantly campaigned on the rights of older people, and your belief is that the government is practically abandoning older people. There's actually obstacles being thrown in their way.
I think in all cases, if you look at the present time, no matter what, even for medical cards, where previously they had a entitlement to a medical card over 70 years of age, they did away with that. Everything you look at and take into consideration regarding elderly or disadvantaged people, there seemed to be a shortage of money for schemes that has been introduced.